Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dennis Wirth. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rick Rochelle. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield takes first base on ball four. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Winfield moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Wirth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Wirth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Watson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Wirth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirth is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winfield. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Milburn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Dennis Worth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worth is 0-for-2 in the game. Worth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Winfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Milburn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Bobby Brown now playing right field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fisk bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Squires moves to second. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. George Frazier now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koontz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.